All right, I will call the Transportation Committee to order. The clerk will take roll silently. All absent will be excused till they arrive. Do I have a motion to approve minutes from last meeting as so moved? If there is no further discussion on the minutes, we will move them and accept. Democrats want to caucus down 116, and Republicans will caucus in 22. We'll be at ease for committee caucuses. Okay, I will call Transportation Committee back to order. We will start with House File 493 with Senator Kelker. Senator Kelker, do you have a subcommittee report?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have a subcommittee report. House File 493, low-speed electric bicycles, subcommittee of Senators Dickey, Giddens, and myself all signed out.
You are in order for opening comments.
Thank you once again, Mr. Chair. This bill adds low-speed electric bicycles to the definition of bicycles and provides definitions for the Class 1, 2, and 3 low-speed electric bikes. This bill allows a low-speed electric bicycle to be operated at any place where a bicycle is allowed to operate, including but not limited to streets, highways, roadways, shoulders, bicycle lanes, bikeways, and bicycle or multi-use paths. Those are my opening comments, and there is an amendment.
You're in order for amendment number 1666.
Thank you. This amendment puts a speed limit of 20 miles per hour in place for Class 3 low-speed electric bicycles where there is no posted speed limit. There is a posted speed limit. The electric bicycle must follow that posted limit. Those are my comments on the amendment.
Is there any discussion on the amendment? Seeing no discussion on the amendment, Senator Kelker, you are in order for closing comments on the amendment.
Simply move the amendment.
Senator Giddens, how would you like to vote? Short form has been called for. All those in favor of the amendment, say aye. Opposed, same sign. Amendment passes on voice vote. Is there any further discussion on House File 493 as amended? Seeing no further discussion, Senator Kelker, you are in order for closing comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With the e-bike, bicyclists can ride more often, further, and additional trips. Electric bicycles are designed to be safe as traditional bicycles, but do not compromise consumer safety. The benefit of bicycles cannot be discouraged from riding a traditional bicycle due to limited physical fitness, age, disability, or convenience. We have great trails in our state, so it's a tourism-friendly bill, so I simply move the bill and ask for your yes vote. Thank you.
Senator Giddens, how would you like to vote? Short form has been called for. All those in favor, say aye. All opposed, same sign. House File 493 moves to the calendar on voice vote. We will now call up House File 524 with Senator Rosenboom. Senator Rosenboom, do you have a subcommittee report?
I do, Mr. Chairman. The subcommittee of Senators Likem, Klimisch, and myself all signed the report to move the bill forward.
And you are in order for opening comments.
House File 524 expands Iowa Code Section 321.261, which is a law that requires a driver to remain at the scene of an accident if that driver was involved in that accident. I think we're all familiar with the history of that. This expands that. If a driver leaves the scene and later discovers that the driver's vehicle was involved in such an accident, the driver is required to make a good faith effort to immediately contact emergency services. House File 524 also expands the penalties under this code section. Any person failing to stop or to comply with the requirements to stop under this section who causes an accident resulting in a serious injury to any person is guilty of a Class D felony. A person failing to stop or comply with the requirements of this section who causes an accident resulting in the death of a person is guilty of a Class C felony. The bill specifies the difference between accidents caused by a person and accidents involving a person that result in serious injury or death as it relates to penalties. Those are my opening comments, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any further discussion on House File 524? Seeing none, Senator Rosenboom, you are in order for closing comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I simply move the bill.
Senator Giddens, how would you like? Short form has been called for. All those in favor of House File 524, say aye. All opposed, same sign. House File 524 will move to the calendar, passing on a voice vote. We'll now call up House File 828 with Senator Dickey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House File 828 allows the DOT and counties to provide CDL testing to assess a $25 fee for the driving skills tests required to obtain a CDL. These fees are non-refundable. The fees are collected by the DOT and allocated to the Statutory Allocations Fund, while the fees collected from the counties are deposited into the county's general fund. If a person is employed or volunteers for a government entity, they would only pay the pre-trip vehicle inspection portion of the test if they are to take the test at the county facility, and they would pay no fees if they're at the DOT facility. Mr. Chairman, these are my opening comments.
Is there further discussion on House File 828? Seeing no further comments on House File 828, Senator Dickey, you are in order for closing comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think House File 828 is a good bill. It helps Iowans in receiving each and every item that we depend upon to live in this great state. I move the bill.
Short form? Short form has been called for. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Okay, House File 828 will move, passes on a voice vote, and we'll move to the calendar. So for the information of the committee, we will have one more committee meeting. I'm anticipating that we'll see an appointment need to come through. So that is all the work that we have for today. Senator Biziano moves that we arise. Adjourn.